Spain's prime minister-elect today reiterated his pledge to pull Spanish troops out of Iraq if the UN does not take charge there. President Bush had appealed to José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero to maintain Spanish support for the U.S.-led occupation. Zapatero was elected on Sunday, 3 days after the deadly bombings in Madrid that claimed more than 200 lives. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports on the rapidly changing political outlook in Spain.
The prime minister-elect has never held a cabinet post, and he was a political unknown until 3 years ago when he became leader of the defeated and disorganized Socialist Party. Political analyst Herman Tesch says the upset socialist victory after the train bombings revealed the style of government of the outgoing leader José María Aznar had sharply polarized Spanish society.
Aznar is capable of bringing out the worst of everybody, no? And that exploded everything. Exploded in this 3 days after the bombing.
The large number of Spaniards who were strongly opposed to war in Iraq were further incensed by the Aznar government's handling of the bombing aftermath. These events, Tesch said, echoed the emotions of the Spanish Civil War and divisions thought put to rest a quarter of a century ago.
That means the past has become, in this sense, very dangerously present. And you have this today you can see, as you never had seen in Spain since the normalization in this country, this kind again of two trincheras, trenches.
These are the original poems that Federico García Lorca wrote while...
Manuel Fernández Montesinos is the director of the foundation named after his uncle, the great Spanish poet Federico García Lorca. Lorca was executed by Franco's henchmen, and his body still lies in a mass grave near Granada. Speaking in the foundation library surrounded by Lorca archives, Fernández Montesinos says that over the last few years, the conservative government has often behaved in an authoritarian manner. He's sure that Zapatero will do everything possible to promote reconciliation. He's even convinced it's positive the socialists didn't win an absolute majority in parliament. Yet he's certain they won't become hostage to the party's radical wing and to the special interests of smaller and regional parties.
I think it's much better if Zapatero sits down at the table with all politicians from all democratically elected parties and said, look, this is the situation, this is our situation, can you help me in this? Maybe some may help him in one issue, the others may help him in another issue.
The prime minister-elect is considered a pragmatist. The socialists' campaign focused on social issues such as unemployment, housing shortages, and women's rights. But there's not likely to be any shift from Aznar's economic policies, which are credited with substantially raising the Spanish standard of living. Again, political analyst Herman Tesch.
They want to make a government that transmits confidence and stability and, in a sense, continuity in economic things and discontinuity in the political approach.
Miguel Ángel Moratinos, who is being touted as a possible new foreign minister, is a career diplomat who's been a European Union envoy in the Middle East. He says Spain must end its isolation from the rest of Europe, and he says the new government's first priority is a concerted fight against terrorism.
I think the first question that the Western world and European Union and United States and even the Arab countries should address is that the way we've been handling and addressing this international war against terrorism has not produced the effect that we all was looking for.
Moratinos insists there won't be acrimony or finger-pointing at the Bush administration.
We have to try to explain our policy. They will understand that we'll have a full, and I will say, ironclad solidarity with the position of the United States in his war against terrorism.
Moratino says that Spain wants to work hand-in-hand with the U.S. administration in order to create a better and safer world. Sylvia Pajoli, NPR News, Madrid.